I love pomegranate juice, grape juice, and cherry juice. I love using olive oil on food and getting my coffee from a French press. All those things require pressure. They have to press the juice out, press the oil out, and press the water through the coffee grounds. It requires pressure. And if we're going to get much out of our walk with the Lord, we're going to have to press through the obstacles and situations in front of us. Think of all the things which require pressure and pressing in order to get good results or gather good fruit. We take our suits and shirts to the cleaner and they press the wrinkles out. Think of all the things which require pressure to accomplish. And you know, life is no different. We all have things we need to press forward about. Some of us need to press forward to make a budget and stick with it this time. A year ago, January, the Lord told me He wanted me to start wearing shirts with the collar and buttons, that I was to look like someone others might want to talk to instead of some worn-out farm or construction guy. Silly as it may seem, I've actually had to press forward about that every day. When I leave the house, I make it a point to wear a nice shirt with the collar and buttons, and it has been a struggle. Many say they're struggling to overcome the devil. Maybe they should press forward and overcome that sink of dirty dishes first. It's easy to decide you're not going to do drugs anymore. That's easy 10 minutes after you've gotten loaded again. But to truly escape the gravity of the situation requires some pressing, pushing forward, pursuing, taking action, maybe even hour to hour. It's determination to advance onward to the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Pressing on is not a timid, passive term. It is action and perseverance in motion. It is not that the devil has got us in a corner beating us up. We ourselves are the problem in that we don't want to press past the frustration. We don't want to press past our old wounds. We don't want to restrict our appetites. We don't want to be pressed about honesty and taking responsibility for our actions. Also among us are those who have made up their mind, deciding they're not going to live at the beck and call of old wounds. I refuse to let my stomach control me. I refuse to keep being addicted to self-pity and the spirit of woe is me. For overcomers, something rises up in us that says I will not be a slave anymore. I am not going to live in bondage. I am a child of God. And the children of God aren't slaves and in bondage. The Lord gives us the gumption to say, I'm going to press through and past all those chains and griefs and latch onto Jesus, knotting my fingers in the hem of His garment, refusing to let go, even if I'm dragged down the street. Let us learn to have our joy and to also be happy whether anyone approves of us or not. I have learned to rest in the joy of the Lord if everyone wants me around, or if no one wants me around. And I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with my circumstances dictating my joy. Knowing Jesus and the power of His resurrection is what drives my heart and life.
Knowing Jesus and the power of His resurrection is what drives my heart and life.
Why? Because there is no other name under heaven. It's good to read John 6:68 and 69, where it says, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that You are the Holy One of God. When you've lived life like a bright beacon, and then the circumstances of your life have crashed you on the rocks again, only to rise and fall and rise again, you start to notice the pattern of God's presence. You begin to know that you know, truly there is only one name under heaven, Jesus, beautiful Jesus.